This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Can I ask you a question? Why are you playing that?
He's actually terrible.
What have I been trying to tell you?
He's actually terrible.
You keep falling into his trap. I'm keep telling you, take that off, please. Jesus Christ, we're trying to raise the IQ and the integrity of the show, and then you go into that.
Linnell, would you like to know what Doc is talking about?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, well, he was just talking about the worst intro instrumental song ever.
What, did you play my song? I mean, well, there's no song that's more like synonymous with a person than this one. This is like when Stone Cold glass break, you see Steve Austin. This is my music.
And when you play the
it's
music
all a part of my brain.
Look, when we play the music and you're not here.
Yeah, I don't like that. And you have a tendency
what
of
do
doing
you mean?
That. No.
We start on time.
We start on time here.
Yeah, we don't wait on the
host. At 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we hit it.
Okay.
We
got people.
See, this audience is a more sophisticated audience.
They're okay.
did you attract? So we've got people in here
that have been waiting. Harvard students, PhDs,
they're wage earners. They're people that are in charge of supervisor roles. They are leaders.
Yeah,
you know,
tremendous.
Yeah, high IQ.
But no, the intro is great. You know, I get kids that DM me. Some baseball players in Virginia, high school baseball players, like, what's the song, man? I want to make it my walk-up music. Youngest in charge of movement in and of itself.
Is this wishful thinking?
This is wishful thinking? No. I don't understand why you guys do this to me.
I don't understand. Young,
I think you
mean
do it
Toby?
To yourself.
Toby Altizer?
Toby Altizer.
How can a man that's older than a guy that's younger be the youngest in charge? I don't understand.
See, what I think you all miss about the moniker is the in charge part.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's... Okay. I step around these parts. You know what I'm saying?
I can accept that.
Oh, you step around. All right, well, we're about to be stepping in a different direction. You want to know why? Because today is Friday, and we have Doc Walker, we have Linnell in studio, and it's time to make some picks. Doc.
Yeah, I'm amazed at this, that the fact that we have him willing to do this is a...
No, the fact that you guys left me out of it. Because I'm the reigning champion.
Well, from last year,
and then you didn't even include me.
And he's winning already so far, Linnell.
But no, everybody knows that. The problem is that.
Well, I heard what you did earlier today. By the way,
what you mean what I did?
Did the people know? Did the listening audience know what you did today?
I know what you mean. What I did.
You would have picked the Giants last night.
I did pick the Giants. Yeah,
why is he laughing so hard?
No, because he doesn't know.
Make it like
this is
it
crazy.
That's
ridiculous.
Him and Chris Russell already been through this.
I know you're like a unicorn-like character.
No, I'm not a character. I'm reality. Yeah, this is in real time. Yeah, I'm not. This is not an act. This is fact.
Oh man. Okay, so Doc's up 1-0. That's ridiculous.
I mean, what is it?
You sound upset.
You need a handicap or something? That's crazy.
What was last year's final score between Rooster, DOC, and Youngest in Charge?
Well, it got to a point where you guys started cheating. Terms of when it was time to turn in picks. I was trying to say my picks were late.
Cheating.
They tried to say my picks were late at times.
Well, you are late most of the time.
No. Okay. I'm fashionably on time.
I think Chris Russell can atone to that. I think anybody that knows you knows that.
We got a good slate, though. So I'm curious to see what you think. A couple games already got circled. Last night, though, I could have called it. Thursday Night Football sucks. The product's not good. And you got dudes that are injured. You don't have the turnaround time to get your body ready to go. That's why the Giants were, the Eagles were down a couple of key starters. They look bad, though. They look real bad.
So you're making an excuse?
No, I'm just saying they look bad.
Well, who did you pick?
I picked the Eagles.
Okay, good. So
I picked the Eagles.
So that's why he's making this thing up now. Yeah. Now the league should change it. It's not fair.
It's not that it's not fair. It's just not.
No, the defending world champions lost, and now it's not fair. Okay.
I mean, it looks bad. But this is what I will say.
It looked terrible.
Doc is up 1. We're down 0-1.
I can't believe we're just conceding him picking the Giants.
It's okay.
I can't believe.
One pick will not make or break me, Linnell. That's all I'm saying,
bro.
Well,
no, it won't, because you probably won't win anyway. I can't believe you let me walk you down the way I did the last couple weeks.
All right, here we go, man. First game, or I guess second game. Denver at New York, and this is the 9:30 game. This one's taking place in London, England. Who y'all taking?
Denver
versus New York.
New York Jets.
I'm gonna go with the Jets. I don't think they go to 0-6. I think Aaron Glenn, you can't fake desperation in this league. I don't see him falling to 0-6. They got the type of defense that can give Bo Nix problems if they play up to their potential.
You think so?
But the Jets' defense just hasn't played up to their potential through the first 5 weeks.
Did you see what Dak did to him last week?
Yeah, but Bo Nix is no Dakota Rain. We know that. I'm going to go with the Jets.
I'm proud of you, Linnell. Proud of you. Doc?
Broncos.
Easy, right?
No. It's not easy because this guy has pride. He's just going up against a gangster. And I always take the gangster on the road, quarterback and head coach, and they self-inflicted wounds. The Jets can't stop beating the Jets.
It's been like that for 20 years, 25 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, so.
I don't think they fall to 0-6, though. I think there's a desperation that's probably setting in over there.
They were desperate 0-4, 0-3. Yeah, and what set in?
I'm going with the Broncos. I'm going with the Broncos.
Well, here we go.
My defense.
Yeah.
You're smart.
Yeah, I'm going with the Broncos.
Okay.
I didn't raise no fool.
Next, Arizona heads to Indianapolis, and they'll be playing the Colts. Who y'all taking?
Colts, easy one. Cardinals are bad. Kyler may not even play.
That's the thing. That's what I'm looking at. Kyler may not play.
Which means it could get better, but I still – because all Tyler does is tease you.
Yeah.
And he's a big tease. But Indianapolis right now, they got a pitchfork. And it's about, they're just better coached. And they got better people.
Yeah. Yeah, that offense is nasty. The defense.
And they're running again.
Top five defense.
They're running the ball again.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor's back. That's what I love.
What
when JT gets it rolling, yeah.
Although Arizona, they're not punks. It's just not a good deal.
Yeah. Next, Chargers, Miami, Dolphins.
Chargers are reeling right now. Lost 2 in a row.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins because the offensive line situation is still as bad for the Chargers. And Miami's got 3 freaks up front with Bradley Chubb and Phillips and Chop Robinson. They're going to be able to get after Justin Herbert. I'm going with Miami.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that. I don't trust Miami.
I don't either, but I don't trust L.A. either. I mean,
but I think I trust Harbaugh. And getting his behind whipped last week, I don't know, are they getting any back? They had one guy in the offensive line who's coming back. I haven't even glanced.
I think Becton's coming back.
Joe Alt got ruled out earlier today.
Okay, so he's out. But so Becton, they get one back.
Yep.
So then the backup is able to go on that. Harbaugh, I'm going Chargers. I don't trust Miami. Miami, They came out in the black uniforms. They beat a team that's not good. They should lose this just on fundamentals alone. And yeah. It don't matter.
I can't believe I'm only picking them because I think they'll get after Herbert.
I'm going with the Chargers. I feel as though
Tua makes an excuse for everything.
Yeah. I'm just saying. No, I have logic behind my picks.
You know he's not going to win. It's when he starts making an excuse for
he
it.
He likes to be a contrarian.
Now it's a contrarian because I'm taking the 200.
Doc, when we zig, he wants to zag.
No question. He's going to be so
chose the Colts.
Next week.
I chose the Colts.
You did, finally. I mean, that was something smart that you did. Next up, Saints, Patriots.
Patriots.
Oh, God. Yeah. Unanimous.
Yeah, Patriots.
They get a 1-2-3 Patriots?
Yeah. They're blue blood.
I got you.
That's heavy. They're seals.
And it looks good. They beat Buffalo. They woke up. They should have woke up America last week. They're legit.
I think they're a team definitely to watch out for.
Who are you talking about? New England beating Buffalo last week
because they've been operated by a thug.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel. Yeah,
Vrabel ain't no joke.
Yeah, he's not playing.
Yeah, he don't give a damn about motivating you. See, he's old school. You get your check. I ain't got to write no damn saying on a wall or paint no.
We paid you.
Yeah, that's your check.
Yeah.
That's your motivation.
That's your motivation. We
and
paid
if you're
you.
Not motivated by money, I don't want you on my team.
Well, I feel the same way.
Because I'm going to pay you. I'm going
to
pay.
Hey.
Yeah.
We got to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Next up, we got the Browns. They head to Pittsburgh, so Dylan Gabriel will be under siege when he takes on the Steelers. Who y'all got?
Man, this was hard because I don't know. So yeah, so do I. Because that D-line is ferocious.
They got one of the best defensive units in the world.
And they could – Rodgers' quickest time to throw in the NFL out of all the quarterbacks, so they're not letting them hold on to it. I don't know. It's just Gabriel versus Tomlin. That's how I look at it. Quarterback versus head coach. I just don't see.
I just can't.
If Tomlin loses, if they lose to them,
man, I need this to have so bad. So Big Tony will be. he will be humiliated.
I wonder if Big Tony's inside for the winter. It's getting cold outside.
No, he'll be out there in that booth. He'll build that little hut he stays in.
Yeah.
Who y'all going with? I'm going Steelers. I think they're going to harass
the easy pick.
Gabriel.
That's the easy pick.
Gosh,
I want to
be right and
score?
I want to win. That's what I'm thinking.
Pittsburgh on score.
They can't run the ball.
Cleveland's vicious.
They're not going to be able to run the ball, but how does Cleveland score?
But Cleveland also just traded away Greg Newsom.
You know what? Give me the Browns. Pittsburgh's run defense has been bad all year long, and Judkins is running the hell out of the ball
now. Yeah, I know.
Give me the Browns in an upset.
I'm going to go in Cleveland too.
It makes
that
sense.
That way he can't. See, I got to make sure he doesn't win.
Hey, look, I like the way you guys think because when you guys zig, I zag. It's okay.
Okay, that's
so
okay.
You're taking the Steelers, then, right?
I'm going with the Steelers.
That's
good.
Crazy.
Good. I'm going Cleveland.
That's still curtain.
And Big Tony, I hope you hear this, right? And I don't want to hear no excuses, Shoddy.
Man, oh, man.
Next game, we got Carolina Panthers versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas going to beat the hell out of them.
You think so?
Yeah.
Where's the game at?
It's in Carolina.
Well, what does that matter? Nobody shows up to the damn games anyway.
No, Dallas travels. Everywhere they're
no,
at.
No, Dallas travels. Yeah, I'm saying Carolina, I mean, they got to pay people to come watch them.
Yeah, but they'll come. No, they'll come for Dallas.
No, I mean.
Man, there's Dallas people.
Everyone gets up for Dallas. I get it, but.
Yeah, I mean, but I just don't know. Can they physically. Cowboys defense is mediocre.
What network is this game on? I would love to
know. On Fox.
Mark Sanchez probably would have been calling this game. You know, he was on the lowest tier of the broadcast.
Yeah.
He was the DT. He may have called this one if he wasn't locked up.
Let me tell you something. If they paying you to do that to watch a football game, there ain't no DT.
That's what they call it.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Anything you want to, as long as that check.
Well, as long as the check clear, yeah. I could be on the E team, work, the C the team.
Yeah, trust me. It's worth it.
Nah, for real. Next game,
this
we got.
This is a great one, man. Hold tight. Who you pick?
Oh, I want the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Cowboys.
Yeah. I like Bryce Young, but
I do too. I'm not afraid to
Dak
pick
Dak is
Carolina.
Playing at an MVP level. Like, the offense looks great.
Yeah.
They won't be able to stop him. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Carolina can't stop him.
Next up, we got the Seahawks traveling to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars.
This is the game of the weekend.
Who y'all got?
This is the game of the weekend. I think Liam Cohen.
Game of the week. They're 1 o'clock window.
I'm saying it's the game of the week, like the best matchup.
Oh, this is the game you're going to be locked in on.
Yeah, either this or Lions and Chiefs. But I'm taking Jacksonville.
Seahawks, Jags.
Seahawks and Jags.
Who's going to Seattle? Is Carolina
going to Seattle? The Seahawks
are
going to Jags.
Seahawks are going to the Jags.
Okay, all right. Big difference.
Well, the Jags put the NFL on notice last Monday. I think they're for real.
I think they're for fake. I'm going with the Seahawks.
Where's the game at?
It's in Jacksonville.
Yeah, give me Jacksonville. Are you kidding?
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, this would be an easy week for me. Y'all making bad picks.
Keep on talking about easy week.
No,
we'll see, brother, man.
Seriously.
You lost yesterday.
I lost yesterday. There should be a winner declared from yesterday, but we playing house rules.
There was.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they call this playing house rules.
Yeah, well.
Doc, who you got?
Man, I'm with you on that. I really think Seattle is the better team.
They look good, man.
Yeah, I'm going with Seattle.
They look. I don't trust Trevor Lawrence. Never have, and I don't think I will.
No, they're nice, but you don't get to fumble, get up twice, roll around, and score.
You're saying the horseshoe will drop. I think they're legit.
Okay. Yeah.
No, the defense. They're nice.
Next game, I think.
Man, how many games are we going?
What you mean?
We're picking every game.
Every game. I mean, y'all bored.
Hold
on,
y'all used to do six games?
No, we were picking every game.
Okay.
Oh, I was about to say. Next game, we got the Rams traveling to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. No Lamar.
Well, that's
he has not practiced yet.
Look, McVay.
I think we should go 1-2-3.
McVay.
1-2-3 Rams.
Yeah, Rams.
All right, bet.
Rams.
After that.
Yeah.
This is a stinker. This is the 4-5 window. You have the Tennessee Titans heading to the Las Vegas Raiders. At 4:05.
Well, the battle for the number one pick.
This is scary.
I mean, the Raiders are terrible. I can't pick them. I'll never pick them ever again.
They're worse than Tennessee?
Yes. I think Tennessee's defense will be able to do something.
Yeah,
with
Tennessee is.
Geno
yeah.
looks out of whack right now.
Yeah. Well, like I said, right now, I probably already won this as long as I don't give it away. So you going Tennessee?
I'm going Tennessee.
I'm going Tennessee, yeah.
Oh, so Doc's over here playing chess, not checkers.
It's a strategy he's got. He's trying to cover himself.
Well, because I can win. I'm trying. The object is to win, right?
He thinks he's up.
I'm already up.
You're up
1-0. I'm going to be up every week. So, okay.
Hey, look, I can't wait to see how this plays out. Next up, we got Green Bay taking on Cincinnati Bengals.
Where?
Oh, it's in Green Bay. And Green Bay is also coming off the bye.
They're going to beat the hell out of Cincinnati. Joe Flacco's getting his first start. Oh, no, this is Flacco's first start. He is getting a start. They'll get mollywopped. Game won't be close.
Him throwing the two of the great big-time receivers, but Green Bay can't afford to lose another game. They can't afford to give away another
game. Last time we saw them, it was an embarrassing outing. I can't believe that Sunday night game a couple of weeks ago. They've lost all respect for me. Ever since they played us, they haven't
been
the same. Yeah.
You mean the Dallas
game? Ever since Green Bay has played us, they haven't been the same. Yeah. They lost to Cleveland the next week.
Yeah.
And then they tied with Jarrah.
But the Bengals are awful.
Yeah, no, they're this may be good for Cincinnati.
Is Joe Flacco starting this week?
Yes, he's a starter. They named him the starter yesterday.
Yeah.
He can't move, and their offensive line is terrible.
Yeah, I'm going to the Packers.
They may not win another game. I don't know why they traded for him of all the backups that were available. I would have went and got Jameis. Give me somebody that can move.
What about Marcus?
Oh, come on.
No, I was asking. I didn't say he was the correct answer.
He got two elite receivers to throw to. If they
can keep him upright, which is harder to do because he's a statue. Joe Flacco need to go ahead and just get that pension. I don't know why he's playing around.
He's still starting. He ain't playing. He's starting
in the
NFL.
Yeah, I know.
You're not talking like a businessman.
You're right, but I know he mad as hell he playing right now.
All right.
He probably rolling.
last game of the 425 window, you have Tampa Bay at home. They will be taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Who you got?
No Purdy, which makes him better because Mac Jones is the better guy. Damn, this is a good one.
Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's rolling right now.
Hey, they got the MVP on their team, dog.
Yeah, I'm.
No, Tampa's got, yeah. Baker.
Yeah, gosh.
If I lose, I'm not even going to be mad.
This was hard for me because Max got them look good. No Ricky Pearsall again. Give me Baker. Give me Baker.
I'm going with the Bucks.
The Niners are just so hurt. Yeah. It's hard to pick them.
Yeah. Last game on Sunday, you have Kansas City at home taking on the Detroit Lions. Kansas City is 2-3 right now. Will they fall to 2-4? Who you got?
People will be talking about the sky is falling on Monday. They fall to 2-4. I think Detroit beats the hell out of them.
Beats the hell out of them.
They're not going to be able to stop them.
Defensively?
Kansas City's defense? Who they lose?
They didn't lose anybody, but the Lions are rolling right now.
They're just not playing good.
They're just not playing when the Lions are rolling.
Oh, no, Lions are hot. I like the Lions.
This is where? In Kansas City or in
Kansas City? It's in Kansas City.
It's in Kansas City.
8:20 at night. It's getting a little cold,
too. It's a game at night.
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter. The Lions are rolling right now.
No, you going with the Lions, too, Doc?
I haven't decided on that. I hate going against Kansas City.
I hate agreeing with Linnell.
I just hate going against Kansas City because I know they can lose. But will they? See, that's the thing about Kansas City.
Their backs are against the wall, Doc.
Don't they get Pacheco? Not Pacheco. They get a back.
Pacheco, yeah.
They're fully staffed without Rasheed Rice. That's the only person they're missing right now. Worthy practice today, so it looks like he's going to play on Sunday.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Detroit's just the better team right now.
They are Terriana Arnold, though.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
You going with the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Okay, Doc.
Wow. This is one of his logic picks. This is one of his logic picks.
I really want to lean Chiefs as well.
This is an analytics-based decision from the DOC.
Stick with it's your logic.
This was an analytics-based decision from Doc.
I don't do analytics.
You do.
I'm going with the Lions, too, though.
Yeah, the youngest in charge.
You should see how fast he's over here scrolling. He got his iPad open.
My iPad is open. To what?
Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football. First game at 7:15 on ESPN. Atlanta is home to the Buffalo Bills. Who you got?
Bills.
Atlanta's a fraud. They just caught us with our pants down. They're not a serious team.
I agree. I'm going with the Bills as well. And then should we hold off on our picks for the Commanders? And
hold off till Monday?
Because I know how Linnell gets when it comes to Monday.
Well, it's a
really
Friday.
The weekend.
I feel different
Friday,
on game
Friday, he's
going to
feel like the Bears are going to win. Tomorrow, he's going to feel like the Commanders
just
are going to win. Sunday is going to be a tie. And then Monday, we don't know.
Yeah.
We'll just keep him backed up in the corner. Don't let him get out.
Actually, Monday, the game's going to get canceled. Like, that's we don't know with Linnell. So let's wait for that one.
We'll both be around. So
I feel confident.
Yeah, we'll see. He changes like the wind. I'm telling you.
I know. It's sad.
Y'all call it flip-flopping. I call it being provided new information.
Now it's new information.
No, it's being provided new information. God forbid I change my take.
Look, I cannot wait for the results on Tuesday.
It's like you wake up, you open your – you had an outfit in mind that she was going to wear. You wake up, you open your weather app and tell you it's cold outside. You ain't going to put the same outfit on. This is what you call the era of public information.
Ah.
Isn't that what they call it, Doc? Isn't that what y'all call this era, Doc? The free information era? Hey, man.
That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. I think you are.
All right, quick break. We go to Linnell Willingham has been here in person, which is it's kind of a big thing for us. Lamont Jordan talking Terps, NFL, and maybe we'll get a prediction or so out of Lamont Jordan. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.